Such an incredible schus to share five in a vart from one of the holiest places in the world, you know. Been zoich over the years a few times to give the five in a vart from the Kaisel. But after that, maybe this is the most special place we've given the five in a vart, and we're going to give the five in a vart, and it's schus to be together with you back home in Camp Hask. So, you know, the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, discusses all the travels, all the makaymos, all the places that Bnei Yisrael journeyed through the desert on their way to Eretz Yisrael. All their stops. And you can ask, like, sometimes it just seems like a laundry list. Like, is that really crucial information? Is that really important? Is that really something we need to know? But there's deeper depth in every word and every letter of Torah. It's not just telling us places. There are messages to be gleaned. In every word, and every letter of Torah, Shivim Panim Torah, so much depth, so much panemius, to teach us right now, at this point in our lives, right now, for Tav Shin Pei Beis, the summer in Camp Ask, there's what to learn from these travels, from these journeys. So I saw an incredible Torah from Divrei Yisrael, the Madrasa Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik HaShivracha. And he said, that in Perek, Lam Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, is going through the travel, it says, Vayisu Merefidim, they travel from Fidim, and they encamped in Midbar Sinai. And there are no Rafidim. Rafidim was the Makom where Amalek came to battle them. Rafidim was the Makom where we fell. Rafidim was the Makom where things weren't going so well. Chazal tells us Rafidim Lashon Rifyon. There's a Rifyon Yedeim in our Torah that they somehow had some sort of disconnect from Torah. They weren't connected in the proper way. And that gave way and that gave the ability for Amalek to come to fight with us. Lo aleinu. Divrei Yisrael says the word refidim can be changed around a little bit. He says Kliyakar says similarly that refidim could also mean Lashon Pirid. If you mix up the letters a little bit, same Lashon, same language, same letters as Pirid, of separation. And what happened was, if a refidim represents a place in time when there's separation. Separation bein adam l'chaveiro, separation between us and our fellow friends, when we don't have the proper care and proper oneness and proper sympathy and empathy and midos, and Baruch Hashem, this place is solving. Separation, ben adom, lamakom, a period that we don't feel closeness to Hashem, we don't feel the relationship we should have with Hashem in the right way. And even separation, ben adom, lamatmo, when we feel pulled in different directions. And maybe that's one that we struggle with the most sometimes. Where on one hand I want to learn and daven and do ches, on the other hand I have taivas and I pull myself and I have laziness and I feel like I'm two people in one. There's a period, even ben adam l'atzmo. But we want to be yisun refidim. We want to travel away from that place. We want to travel away from the place of period where there's not. We don't want separation. We want to be one with others. We want to be one with Hashem. We want to be one with ourselves. Vayisun refidim. How? Vayachnu b'min bar Sinai. So we encamp in Sinai. We'll get back to Sinai, exactly what that means in that place in time. But he says something so beautiful. He says Sinai is a word where the gematria of the word equals the gematria of the miloi. Meaning, right, we know words have their gematrias, their letters that have the numerical value, and then there's a miloi. Right, we've spoken about this many times over the years. Aleph is really Aleph Lamed Pei. Bez is Bez Yud Tuf. Gimel is Gimel Mem Lamed when you pronounce it. The miloi are the filler letters. They're the letters that we don't see on out, but are there. So the Lamed Pei of Aleph, the Yud Tuf of Bez, the Mem Lamed of Gimel. So the letters of Sinai, Samach Yud, Nun Yud, the letters that are revealed, which is Gematria 130, is exactly the letters that are missing. Like Samach is Mem Chaf. Mem Chaf is 60, which is equal to Samach. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Vav Dalet is 10. Yud is Dalet. Yud is 10. Nun Nun is obviously Nun and Nun and Yud Vav Dalet. Again, so everything that's on the outside is equal to the inside. That in that place. That represents a place of Tocho Kabaro. It represents a place where that which is inside is that which is outside. It represents a oneness. It represents a yichud. It represents that oneness that we're yearning for. In fact, that's why he says as well in Parshas Yisro, when this is all occurring initially, the Pasuk tells us, Parach Yotes, Pasuk Aleph, Bayom Hazel Bo Midbar Sinai. Bayom Hazel had to tell us that we know when, Bechodesh Shlishi, Bayom Hazel Bo Midbar Sinai. On that day, Vayisu Mirfidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai. Again, the same lesson, Vayisu Mirfidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai. To what? They left Rafidim, they left all the period to come to Sinai, to come to a place where there was oneness, where Tocho Kabaro, where the outside and the inside could be one, where I could be one through and through with the yichud in my life, in all that I do. And that's why specifically in that pasuk that we're quoted by Yisu Mirafidim, Vayavo Midbar Sina, Vayachanu B'Midbar, and that's the pasuk Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har. That's the pasuk that we learn that we're Vayichan Yisrael Neged Har, and Rashi famously tells us Chazal, Ki Ishachad B'Lev Echad. That's the pasuk that rents oneness. Ki Ishachad B'Lev, one man, one heart. The ish is on the outside, the heart is on the inside. We were one. And when you could be one with yourself, then you could be one with others. And then you could be one with Hashem. And therefore it's vayisu mirfidim. We have to leave that place of period. Vayachnu b'midbar Sinai. And we have to get to that place of oneness. Oneness within ourselves, oneness with each other, and oneness ultimately with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And clearly, just more back to pshat for a moment. Clearly, that if this is all, leaving that period is found at Sinai, and not just the Remezel Dover, but that means that Torah could bring me that oneness. That the more I connect to Torah, the more I'm one with Torah, Torah is my lifeline to being one with myself, because it's the chizik to remind me the way I'm supposed to live my life, the way I'm supposed to put my midos above everything else, the way I'm supposed to relate to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the way I can feel the Rabbeinu Shalom in my life. That has to be something that's part of our life always. And yes, you've all decided to devote your summer in the deepest of ways to chesed. Derech Eretz Kadmon Torah, and you're going to be much better fathers and much better husbands because of it, and it's incredible. But make sure, and I know it's hard sometimes with the chrayas that you have, that you're koveya itim l'Torah in a very real way. But midbar Sinai, because that's when you'll feel one within yourself, you'll be one to others and be one with Hashem. And without it, we can't have that oneness in the right way possible. Only the only way, and that's what the Torah is telling us, of Vayisum Refidim, is only if you go and Vayachanu B'Midbar Sinai. Only if you go and connect to Torah in the deeper place. Everyone should be Zoche, to be one with themselves, to be one with each other, to be one with Hashem. And then we'll be Zoyche as Hashem, where Hashem will then be one with us in the deepest of ways, with the Gula Shleim, with Mishal Lakenu, Bimhev Remenu, and Mishal Behail, the beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos